Very good evening to Jeff Kramer. How are you, Jeff?
I'm going very well, thanks, Ellie.
Good, glad to hear it. Now, for those people who want to get out on a lot of reservoirs that they haven't been able to access previously, you have a lot of great news for kayakers today, don't you?
Yeah, look, on Wednesday, the Victorian fisheries formally opened Upper Colobin, Malmesbury, Lauriston and Hepburn Lagoon to access for unpowered craft and canoes. And previously only had access to a few smaller bank areas. So this is really going to open up these waters to extra fishing. And this also includes Tullaroop Reservoir and Barkers Creek Res, which is the one at Harcourt. So this is a great initiative. And to support it, fisheries have also put in additional stockings of native fish as well as trout. So, and I think already at Barkers Creek they've been catching some good-sized cod there that were stocked as advanced fish.
Okay, so just to reiterate, it's for canoes, kayaks, but and in terms of motors, you must have an electric motor, correct?
That's correct.
There you go.
And you don't take fuel out in the water because a lot of these are domestic water supply storages, and so it's very important that everyone does the right thing. Otherwise, you know, we don't want to put this access in jeopardy if we can help that.
Ideal. Yeah, so please don't go and stuff it up for everybody else.
Basically.
Too true. Yeah. Alrighty. Now, you're heading off very soon to Lake Mulwala in pursuit of the old Murray cod.
Yeah, look, it's getting close to the end of the end of August, which will be the end of the cod season. So we're very keen to get up there and try out with a bit of fly fishing, which is different for us down here that are normally fly fishing for trout. And some of those fish could be up to over a metre long. So I don't know how I'm going to go with that, but we're going to have a red-hot go. And the challenge for us will be we're going to be casting with flies that are 10 to 20 centimetres long, which are pretty big when they're whistling past your ear.
Indeed. But the other thing is too, you were saying off air that the cod are notoriously difficult to catch on fly because they're actually pretty smart and, you know, they're hard to fool.
Even though they've got little brains, they are pretty smart and they're very picky generally, particularly those larger fish, and they call them the fish of 1,000 casts. So you might have 1,000 casts for the day before you have one come up and try and grab your fly. But we are hopeful there'll be a few smaller cod in the, you know, the 55 to 75 range that will also have a look at our flies. So it'd be just nice to have one or two come up behind it.
Yeah.
It's not all about catching one and getting it in the boat, but it would be nice. So there'll be about a dozen of us up there getting cold and wet and looking forward to that challenge.
Yeah, I think you could be cold and wet too. That will be quite the challenge. So good luck for that one. Now, there's something coming up at Lake Wendouree early next month, the Ballarat Fishing Fest, and both yourself, Jeff, and Shane will be there. Shane Stevens, yeah?
Yeah, look, we've had this for a few years now in Ballarat, and it basically celebrates the opening of the trout season in the district. And it's a great program that's been put together by Fisheries Victoria. Starts at 10 a.m. and goes to 4 p.m. on Saturday the 7th of September. So put that date in your diary. There'll be live trout stocking, tours of the Ballarat Hatchery, which is really good, fishing tuition for kids. You can talk with the fishing experts, and Shane and I will be there too with the fishing experts, so that'll be good.
That sounds great.
Fly tying demonstrations.
Oh, yeah.
And cooking demonstrations.
Oh, of course. Well, you've got to know how to cook them once you catch them, don't you?
Well, if you like fresh fish, that's the way to go, and you can't get it much fresher than when you catch it yourself.
Exactly. All right, that sounds sensational. Now, for anyone who's wanting to get out and dangle a line over the coming days, if in fact they're up to braving the elements, where do you suggest they try?
Look, Lake Wendouree is pretty good for trout still on lures, flies and bait. Kennington Res in the Bendigo area was stocked up for the school holidays with rainbow trout, so you can get a few there still on power bait. And Tullaroop Reservoir over towards Maryborough is still very good for trout and the odd redfin once again on lures, bait and flies. And the weather might be a bit milder there, but if it looks a bit blowy, just get on the lee shore and get a little bit of protection from the trees. So, and you can still have an enjoyable day with this weather.
Mm-hmm. You just have to be prepared.
Yeah, just rugged up. Well, get your thermals on and a good waterproof coat and a warm hat.
And a nice hot flask of tea or coffee or something, I think, is a good idea as well.
Yeah, take the thermos. It won't go astray.
Indeed. Hey, Jeff, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for sharing your tips and your expertise with us tonight.
Good on you, Ali. Great to catch up.